Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Michael Kelly, I am pleased to announce that live from Augusta, we are bringing in the KMOX golf reporter, Dan Reardon. Dan, how is it there on that beautiful golf course today?
It's absolutely perfect, and I'll tell you that CBS arrangement is every year a 1 year contract.
Yeah,
really?
There's no long term. They feel that it's the best way to get the best product from their partner in CBS. So that's and by the way, Fred Ridley mentioned he had an anniversary 50 years ago. He won the U.S. Amateur, and this is also an anniversary for Lee Elder being the first player of color to play in the Masters.
Yeah.
So a few of those kinds of things hanging around.
Yeah, so much to talk about. So you talk about chairmen. First of all, they must get helmet hair. All of them have all had the same kind of hair. Dan, you know, whether it be Hootie Johnson or Billy Payne, you go back in the day, they all got the Fred Ridley hair. What year of covering the Masters is this for you in that special place?
I lost two to the pandemic, so even though I covered them for the station, they technically didn't work on my record here. But this is number 38. It's real easy to identify the first Masters that I covered because Jack Nicklaus won his six-ring jacket. And I have a question for you, Michael Kelly, because you're sort of a hardcore golfer kind of guy.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
I did. I was there for Sergio's victory.
Okay.
The Azaleas had come in early, so they were not there during the actual tournament, so I didn't get to receive the full beauty of that place. But, Dan, I've tried to explain it to people. I'm spoiled. I've been to Super Bowls. I've been to World Series. I've been to playoff. The only thing I ever want to go back to is the Masters.
And it's worth going back to because of a couple of reasons. One, and I've done a couple of hits with people recently going in this, and I will tell you, you as a spectator, me as a member of the media, players, whatever it might be, once you get inside the gates at Augusta, you're in a world that you wish you could always live in, not because of the pretty flowers, not because of the green grass or the galleries or anything. It's the people that put this tournament on are so concerned about you having a good experience. I mean, literally, when I checked in this morning, the person, examining my bag to make sure everything was legal, the person that was let me across the street to get into the clubhouse, the person I signed in with, and when I take a ride in a golf cart down to the course, everybody is just treating you like you belong here. And when you leave here, you realize, God, I wish I lived in that world.
And it's unfortunate that it, because it's only 1 week and because they only have so much room that it's hard to go. But if you ever have a chance, you've got to go. I've never been to a property, anything like it, and I've been to Pebble Beach and so many other places, nothing like it.
Well, Michael and Amy, here's something that's unique in golf, and I can't account for every PGA Tour stop. I can't account for every major. This is the only venue that I'm aware of where the spectators, the patrons, park on the property.
Yep.
Everything else, every place else you go, you ride a shuttle bus to get to the course. We do it with the senior event out at Norwood in September. Here, they bought the land, they parked all the people here, and it's and now they have an underground garage for the players just to make their experience even better. So, I mean, you know, it's but then the other part of it, I said two things. This will always change. There'll be revisions to the course. There will be things that take place. They'll preserve everything you want, but they'll enhance it. And Ridley talked about all the things they're trying to do for the players now in terms of a family facility where they can get together with their families when they're on the property, in terms of workout facilities. All of these things are being put into place. They built literally a small town on this property probably around the time that you were here with Sergio, where you're off the golf course and you don't realize how many buildings are there. And they were concerned about those buildings when the hurricane came through last fall.
So this is it's kind of a novice question because I've never been to a golf tournament. I've been on a golf course, but I've never been to a golf tournament as a spectator. Strangely enough, I don't play golf, but I love watching on TV. It's so relaxing to me. It's like a meditation, right? It's beautiful. But when you're watching on TV, there's just all these different cameras, you know, going from one big name to the next big name. How, in my head, logistically, how is the experience good being there? Because I feel like you're far away or you know, one player's on this hole, you're several holes back. How do you make it be a good experience as a spectator?
You start with the fact that at Augusta and only at the Masters is the priority on the patrons. I, as a member of the media, I'll be at the PGA Championship in Charlotte next month. And I may have access inside the ropes. I may have special viewing opportunities. That's true at the U.S. Open. That's true at a number of places. It is not true at the Masters. The only people inside the ropes at the Masters are the player and his caddy. Everybody else is outside the ropes. So right away, as a spectator, you're treated in a way that you're not accustomed to. And this is, I don't know if this story will make much sense. This goes back a few years ago. I went out down 18 early in the morning. I like to go out on the course and just sort of wander around the golf course. And as I'm walking down 18 fairway, I see these chalked boxes, gigantic rectangles painted on the ground. And I'm trying to figure what are these boxes on the side of the ground and couldn't figure it out. And I actually asked a friend of mine here if he knew what was going on. He didn't know what I was talking about. And then I went out later on and I saw that the people who came here with their chairs would go there and they'd sit their stools down inside those boxes like reserve seats. And then they'd go out and watch some golf on the course, and they would come back, and their chair would be there, and they would have their position. That doesn't exist anywhere else.
No.
You don't have that kind of courtesy anywhere else. It's just the tradition of this place.
Yeah, it's special, and hey, there's still a golf tournament, and it started today. It appears as though these guys are attacking this course pretty well right now. It looks like there's a lot of folks under par. Big highlights we need to cover. First of all, Tiger is not there, Dan. And Rory McIlroy, boy, wouldn't it be a great injustice if he never wins one of these things? So they kind of are the start of the top two stories, correct?
Yeah, Tiger not being here, but there were a lot of big announcements about Tiger's involvement in this community. He's involved with reworking a course called, I think, the Cabbage Patch. He's involved with creating a youth center for education. Those were big announcements that were made early in the week. So, yeah, Tiger is still present, and not physically present, but he was present in Masters Week in those capacities. And then as far as Rory is concerned, the only thing, I was here when Rory had the disaster, 10 years ago or whatever it might be, when he was first coming to the Masters. Everything lines up for him so well right now that almost scares me, you know? I mean, he is the logical choice to win, not because Scottie Scheffler is not a great talent, and the current champion, not because there's Xander Schauffele and all these other players, but Rory's the only one that has multiple wins on tour this year. He played well a couple of weeks ago. He won the Players' Championship within a month. Everything lines up correctly for him. So the big question is, and he has talked about it, Rory says he has learned from Scottie Scheffler about course management. He thinks better choices now than he did as recently as the U.S. Open last year at Pinehurst. And the question is, under the pressure he's feeling, and it's not just the pressure of winning the Masters, It's completing the career Grand Slam. It's winning the U.S. Open, the PGA, the U.S., the British Open, and the Masters, which only like a handful of people have ever done. He's got that pressure on him. Will he still maintain that patience? And I think, quite honestly, his caddy, Harry, is going to be a major factor in keeping him in the moment, which he wasn't at Pinehurst. He got lost in the back nine, concentrating on Bryson DeChambeau. So I'll admit, I'm rooting for Rory.
I think
all those things go together.
Yeah, and it would.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be one of the great injustices ever. I mean, one of the great things about the Masters is the tradition of the winners going back there, and Rory McIlroy deserves to be one of those. His performance and what he means to golf says that. Hey, you mentioned Bryson DeChambeau. There's a guy who's changing golf. Boy, all of my nieces, nephews, young people are caught up in Bryson DeChambeau. If he's got his game together, this is a course he could eat up, is it not?
It is. He's had success and failure at the same time. In the last last four years, he's only broken 70 twice, but one of them was last year when he shot 65 in the opening round. So he doesn't have a great deal. He finished sixth last year. That's his best ever showing. I'm a complete change on Bryson. When he came out, it was brash and got beefed up and all that kind of stuff. I thought he was bad for the game. He was promoting the wrong things about the game, not damaging, but just all this distance and all this bravado. He's settled down and made himself into a 30-year-old human being that you can admire and respect, and it shows up in his game. I said that as much as we want to talk about Scottie Scheffler and we want to talk about Rory McIlroy, if you want a third name on the list, he has all the things necessary to win at Augusta. And like I said, you said it correctly. I said to somebody yesterday, he owns the under 30 crowd in golf because of his YouTube channel. His stuff is great on YouTube, but you don't even have to be a golf fan to enjoy the stuff that Bryson does on the golf channel. So yeah, he would be, and I think he will eventually be a Masters champion, whether it's this year or somewhere down the road. But I think this is a course that suits him very well.
He is Dan Reardon. He's down at Augusta National. He highlighted the top three to keep your eye on: Scheffler, McIlroy, and Bryson DeChambeau. I know our hearts are with Rory, but I don't know. I'm worried, Dan. I hope you have a great time down there at Augusta.
And by the way, if we talk about history here, if you look at the leaderboard at 1 under par, tied for 7th, Freddie Couples.
Isn't that awesome?
Really?
Yeah. Well, if you're a Masters champion, you have to keep coming back. And we always get something special of one of the old guys who can put it together for a round or two. And, boy, there's no more influential guy. You know, he was the original, one of the original superstars there in the 80s Freddie.
That's awesome. Dan, thank you so much.
Enjoyed it.